Welcome to Being Mindful with your hosts Maxine and
Deji.
Being Mindful is our weekly broadcast that explores issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. Topics that we're going to be looking at will include mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much more.
Absolutely. And if you're joining us for the very first time on Being Mindful, let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with these kinds of concerns in our lives.
As always, if you want to get in touch regarding today's topic, you can send in a comment via the social media. Our handles are at PHBC London.
Yes.
So please do contact us through Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook page. And if you prefer, we have a WhatsApp number. Our number is 07950995539. 07950995539.
Yes. And I am also, if you're listening on the radio app, and I know a number of you tend to do that, if you're listening on the PHBC radio app, from the app itself, you can send us a direct message. Just tap on contact the studio in the app and your message will come right through to us here in the studio. So it's great to have you with us today on Being Mindful. So what are we talking about today,
Lexi? So today we are talking about communication. What is communication? Types of communication and how to be a good listener, Digi.
Aha. Indeed. Communication, one way or another, to one degree or another, communication is something that affects everybody.
Absolutely.
It touches every single one of us.
Yes, it does.
And so what is it? Is it good? Is it bad? How do we deal with it? How do we improve? How do we fix the kinds of issues, communication issues, that may come up in our lives? So that's what we're here to discuss today on Being Mindful. So, Maxine.
So, I want to start off with this. You know, when I looked at the word communication, it's quite an interesting word because it comes from the Latin word communicare, which means to share, impart, participate, or to transmit. So when you think about the word communication, you know, we know that it's a process by which information is exchanged between individuals through a common system of symbols, signs, or behavior.
Wow, that's big. But I do want to go back a little bit.
Go ahead.
What was the Latin word?
Latin word is communique.
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 Spell that for me.
C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-R-E. Communique.
And you know, that's what caught my attention.
Yes, I thought that would.
Well, it's fantastic. And you're, like you already said, it's transmission.
Transmission.
It's transmission.
Yeah.
I think that when I was thinking about the word communication, as again in thinking about today and what we're doing, I was thinking about the word communication, and you talked about transmission.
Transmission.
There's a word that came to my mind, and that's transaction.
Good. Yes.
Because in some regards, communication is transaction, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's two ways. It can be two ways. It isn't always two ways.
And that's what I found interesting about the Hebrew words.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm going there. And the reason why, because obviously as a Christian, we know that the word of God is communicating with us.
Yes.
And we use the word of God to communicate with each other too.
Yes.
So I thought in the first instance about what would this mean in Hebrew? And in Hebrew, communication is also linked with relationship.
Okay.
Connections.
Yes.
And the word knot, as in K-N-O-T.
Oh, like to tie a knot.
Absolutely, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yes. Okay, so again, it's the networking, there's some sort of connection.
An exchange.
Yeah.
Yes.
The transmission, and the transaction.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep. But.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about communication, it is impossible. No. I do not think we can correctly define communication without, well, you've alluded to it, without direction.
Yes.
Without, it's going somewhere. It's going to a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to a place. It's going to a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to some people. There's a direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We communicate to. We communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those words that you just talked about you've quoted two ancient languages, the Latin and the Hebrew.
Yeah.
You know, two mm-hmm. ancient languages, and there's an allusion. There's an implication there about the direction, the connection, the network.
Yes, and the involvement with one's own communication. In other words, what am I saying? What am I trying to convey?
Mm.
What am I trying to, is it a teaching? Is it impartation? Is it a sharing? There's quite a few different things about, but overall it brings about intention, purpose.
Mm.
When we communicate, let's communicate with intention.
Yes.
And with purpose.
We're communicating to,
yep,
someone or some people or, you know,
mm-hmm.
to somewhere. But we're also communicating with, not just communicating with them.
Yep.
That's the with you're, yep, talking about is in our internal with.
Yes.
With our intention,
yes,
with our purpose.
Yes.
And I know we're going to drill into this. We've only just started. We're going to,
yes,
drill into this
exciting
a little bit more over the rest of today's show and more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go on. Go for it.
I mean, you know, for me, I must say, you know, I'm quite... This has opened up the whole thought, the whole concept about communication on another level for me. Because obviously words are important, but what are we saying? What are we communicating?
Yes.
How are we communicating?
Yes.
How is it being received?
Mm.
What does the other person think? Because remember as well, we're told in the word not to be offended. So again, there's a lot of, you know, as Christians, sometimes we need to think, well, what part do I play? Do I have any involvement in this? And if I do, whether it's good or bad, what can I do to go ahead? I can see your face already.
Yeah, something just hit me there, you know, because often somebody will say, I mean, we're going to talk about.
I know.
We're going to drill into it. But. Just something just hit me now.
Mm.
Oh, we're talking. Somebody says something.
Yeah.
We didn't like it. We're catching a little bit of vexation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a defense position that we take.
Yes.
Look what they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't often even realize. And I don't, I mean, it's like we're jumping ahead.
I know.
I want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk. As I started saying this, I'm like, oh, there's some other stuff we want to talk about. You know, we're going to talk about God and all that later on. But,
it's like
we don't realize, or we don't per se analyze,
mm,
that part of the reason we're feeling what we're feeling, mm-hmm, is to do with us.
Yes. That's why I said, I'm excited. That's why I said this is an interesting topic.
Mm.
That's why I said, actually, this requires intention.
Yes.
Because we have to be mindful,
yes,
of what we say too. Very often you will hear it said, they did this to me. They said this. But what did we? Not saying we did.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying,
mm-hmm,
we did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's also misunderstandings and so forth. You,
yes,
get that.
Yes, yes.
But to not walk away offended
is that takes intention.
Absolutely.
That's the bit that takes work.
Yes.
So I mean, we'll talk about difficult communication and challenging,
yes,
communication,
yes,
da,
yes,
da, da, da,
yes.
But you've laid something down now.
Mm.
You know, someone said something that upset you. The reason it upset you is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
A, they brought it to your gate.
Yep.
B, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You let it in. It's threefold. They brought it to your gate. B, they got it in your gate. And C, are you ready?
Yeah.
You didn't chuck it back out the gate.
Right.
because often the reason we feel offense is, mm-hmm, because we've held on. we've ascribed meaning to something and then we've held on.
Yes.
So we can be upset in the moment. We can be, you know, we can feel that that was rude or da da da. But the feeling of offense, which you've talked, I know, oh my goodness, this is even another show. Talking about,
we're going to have other shows, people.
So, you know, the reason often we feel that offense is because we've held it in the game. Mm-hmm. We haven't thrown it back out and said, you know what, nah, I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to ascribe that meaning to it. So what kind of, I think you talked about it a little bit. What are the different types? Can I ask that question? The different types of communication. Communication falls into so many categories, absolutely, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed. We know, obviously, the most common is a verbal.
Yeah. Well, everybody,
yeah.
Well, is it the most common?
I think it is. I think it is. But there's new players, yeah, that are coming in. So obviously, we've said verbal, and then there's written.
Yes.
We know about non-verbal.
Correct.
Okay. Body language, for example, as in eye contact.
Listen,
and so forth.
There's a phrase.
But there's others.
There's a phrase that I use. I say everybody speaks nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
And you know why? And people say, no, nonverbal is something we learn. Yeah, trust me, it's something we learn, but we kind of know instinctively we're born with it. You know why? That 1-year-old, that 2-year-old who's touching the sweet they shouldn't touch. Yeah. One look from mommy, one look from daddy, that thing gets booked back down.
Yes.
Everybody speaks body language.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, text messaging.
Ah.
Electronic emails.
Uh-huh.
How do we communicate on the telephone or the mobile? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which then involves sound leading to tones. And obviously with music, there's frequency. We're going to a whole nother level here. And then there's colors.
Visual communication. Well, I mean, the reason a lot of the large companies, you know, think about the biggest companies in the world, the wealthiest companies in the world, the most successful multinationals, is because they harness all these tools of communication, the visual, the colors, the sound. You walk into your local supermarket, you know, they pump the smells of fresh bread through the air conditioning. Make you feeling hungry and want to buy more. So what are the types of communication?
So
was that your list? Was that
No, well there's one more. Because, you know, as Christians, prayer is a communication. Testimonies is a communication. Praise report is a communication. And of course, the preached word of God.
Everybody, every head bowed, every eyes closed. We're going to close the service right here.
And of course, silence.
Aha.
Yes, silence.
Because I was going to say, I was thinking about, as you were reading that list, I was thinking, even things like listening is a communication.
It's a communication.
Indeed. Honestly, you said silence. Distance can be a communication.
Yes.
You know, there are other ways in which we can communicate.
Yes.
You know, you ever hear, and today's not the day where we'll talk about relationships and talk about, you know, where people say, oh, they're giving me the silent treatment. That's communication. And then the person answers, well, what did I say?
Yes.
I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, many of you listening, and both of us are parents.
Yeah.
Many of you listening are also parents. You understand the situation. Your child's giving you a little bit of attitude, you know, and you'll say, don't talk to me like that. And they'll say, well, all I said was yes.
Yes.
Like, don't give me that.
That's where tone
absolutely
comes in.
That's where the non-verbals.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And,
yes.
And that intent that you were talking about.
Yes.
What they may have meant.
Yeah.
And how it's important for us to understand it the right way.
Mm.
How they, you know, how what they would have meant and how they would have meant, you know, what they said or what they communicated.
Mm.
Well, let me say this. If you are just joining us, if you're just joining us, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Being Mindful, where we explore issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationship, careers, social issues, and much more. Today, we're talking about communication, what it is, what it looks like. We're going to drill into this a little bit more. At this rate, we're probably going to do this over more than one, yes. more than one show. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you want to be part of the conversation, we would love to hear from you. Send in your questions, comments, your contributions. If you've got thoughts about what you've heard so far, or perhaps there's something you want us to consider, reach us on social media using @PHBC London. Or if we're also taking messages on our WhatsApp number, which is 07950995539. We're going to have a music break now, and afterwards we're going to continue the conversation, the discussion on the topic of communication. And so we've just been talking about the types of communication, what they look like. We're going to drill a little bit more into that. But in the first instance, for now, shall I say, let's listen to this song. It's by a great guy. He's a British artist, song artist. I think, in fact, he works in media, mm-hmm. and some of you may know. And this, I believe, is his first mainstream worship song or gospel track. And this is eBay Giant Killer with I Press.
Another giant killer. Giant killer. With your boy Neville D. From Cape Town, check this out.
I press to on the mark of the high calling. And I'm pressing on to reach my goal. Said I press to on the mark of the high calling.
I'll never.
And welcome back. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Being Mindful right here on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians, including family, relationships, career, finance, emotional well-being, and much more. Today, we are talking about communication. And we've been discussing what communication is, and we have even talked about the types of communication, the sorts of categories that we can have, including verbal, written, non-verbal.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about digital communication.
Yep.
And even visual communication. Mm-hmm. And how a lot of the we are subject to marketing from the various multinationals who will always try to get what they can out of us utilizing these skills. But I just wanted to add to the list that we were going through just before, because when we talk about written communication, even written communication has its own category. Well, not even written. I think even the others have their own category. So I'm thinking about formal communication.
Yes.
So you talked, Maxine about emails and text messages.
Mm-hmm.
An email could have a casual tone. It could have a formal tone, an informal tone.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, there's what's known, I think, particularly in business, as downward or upward communication.
Yes.
So if the CEO is writing something to the directors, you know, they typically would refer that, generally speaking, as downward communication, horizontal, diagonal communication. So there's other ways in which we communicate.
And the thing that I'm so pleased you said that, Deji, because the thing that is very important for us is, am I communicating with the right tone? Am I communicating with the right words?
Mm.
Remember, the Bible says that we are epistles, you know, read by men.
Mm.
We are a visual, we are a living communication.
Indeed.
Walking, talking, performing, whatever that may well be. So it's important that we understand that. What am I conveying? What am I, what part? Remember, it speaks earlier on, it's about participating.
Yes, yes.
The connection of communication is about participating, sharing, exchanging.
It's between us and the other.
It's between one and another, absolutely. Mm. And so we are also then responsible for, one, what we say, two, the tone, three, what we listen to.
Now, I'm glad you use the word listen.
Okay.
Because listening,
yep.
You see, often when we talk about communication, and you alluded to it right at the beginning when you were defining what communication is, often when we talk about communication, we're focused on what the other person's doing, what they said, but focused on their tone, what we think they meant, their attitude.
Yeah.
The if they wrote those particular words in uppercase and bold with lots of exclamation. You know, we're often focused on that part of it, but we don't often regard or recognize that listening is also a communication skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening is also something, and it is possible to be a good listener. And
it is a skill.
Absolutely.
It is a skill.
Yes,
and it can be learned, and it also can be improved.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's not say, well, that's how I am, and that's how she is, and that's how he is. No, let me think about what, again, let me go back to what part do I play? How do I listen? How do I hear what somebody else is saying to me?
Sometimes. So do you agree with me that listening is a communication skill?
Absolutely.
Sometimes, particularly in, I'll say, heated conversations, conversations where each person has their own strength of position that they want to assert or defend, they're not listening. They're waiting to speak.
Yes, I agree.
So the person wants to say, look, you know, the sky is blue and you're saying the sky is gray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me show you why the sky is gray.
Yes.
The sky is gray. And you're talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And the first thing they say is, but
yes.
They didn't no recognition, no acknowledgement of anything you said. Mm-hmm. Nothing you said made a blind bit of difference mm-hmm. to what they were about to say.
Mm-hmm. But the word you used was but. And the reason why I'm laughing, because the point is, if somebody is speaking and they are quite verbal, they're quite, you know, animated.
Yes.
Expression, you know, their thoughts, their beliefs, their opinions. To say but, what does that mean? What does that communicate to that person? Mm. Are you saying yes, but? Or are you saying no, but? And that goes back to, am I listening? The point is, we should allow, I feel as if God is saying to us, come on, let's not just think we're always right.
Yes.
We may be right. I'm not saying we're not right. We may not, but the point is, let's learn to communicate better. Let's learn to communicate on, not just, you know, from my own perspective, but actually a more informed understanding of communication. Because some person may say something, may say something from one point of view, and actually how you respond to that person can actually help them to see things in a different way.
There's a wonderful, wonderful verse in scripture mm-hmm. that says a soft answer
turns away,
or a gentle answer yeah. turns away wrath.
Yeah.
You can diffuse a situation yeah. Mm-hmm. with a smile, change not the right answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a justified yes. answer. Not the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. A soft word.
A soft answer. So it's about the tone. It's about the how we're communicating.
Yeah.
Not the what we're communicating.
Yes.
Can turn away the anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
How then can we develop? I mean, if we want to, you know, we've got people listening here today. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, a number of people listening on the show now. And what are the ways, I was thinking about ways in which we can develop listening, how to develop listening as a communication skill. For example, yeah, I know one of the things, one way to do that mm-hmm. is if somebody says something to you and you say, okay, so what I hear you saying
yes.
is,
yeah.
and repeat those words to them. It's mm-hmm. it's the acknowledge, because you were just now, you're talking about the but. You know, but oftentimes the but is a.
I'm looking at your hand gestures.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the but is a bat. We're batting it. I mean, if you could, you know, very soon we're going to have the show. The show is going to be on online. It's going to be on YouTube as well. So you'll be able to see us in the studio. We're getting all the technology set up for that. And if you could see me right now, I'm flinging my arms. I'm saying but. Because oftentimes the but is, you know, we're batting what they said out of the window.
Yeah, dismissing.
Yes, exactly. So one way is to repeat their words back to them, correct?
Yeah. I think the very first thing I would say is be present. Be present. Ensure that your posture is correct. You know, you can't say I'm listening to you and I turn my back, or I'm busy. I'm so sorry, but can you... No, pay attention.
Pardon? Sorry? What?
Precisely.
Pardon? Sorry? What?
Precisely.
Sorry. I'm with you. Yeah.
No, you know, that's not listening.
You know when people say, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. 99% of the people who are saying I'm with you
no.
are not with you.
Absolutely.
That's why they feel the need to say it, because they're reassuring themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? COVID was real. And for some, COVID is still very much real.
Yes.
And we know that people are talking about mental health like never before. So there's going to take another level of responsibility on our part. And if I can just say this to our listeners, you know, we're not trying to say to you, you must be this, you know, skilled person and, you know, be able to listen to everybody's. No, you may have an area that you want to share. You may have concerns. You may need someone to listen to you. So if I can just say that, you know, please, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your thoughts are on what we're talking about tonight.
Yes, today. Yes, absolutely.
If today, you, sorry.
If you are joining us on the show today, we're talking about communication. What are your thoughts? What's your experience of communication? Has been good. How are you as a listener? He says over the radio. Woo! You know, do you see what I did there? Did you see it? You know, what are your listening skills like? What are the ways in which you think we can develop listening skills? We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your opinion. Chime in. Reach us through the usual ways at PHBC London on social media, or you can reach us via our WhatsApp number 07950995539. Now, paying attention to people and being present.
Yes,
that's really that, because when we're present with someone, in trying to listen to them, we start to pick up the nonverbal cues.
Yeah,
you pick up their body language. Mm-hmm. But what we don't realize is that picking up their body language is actually listening.
Yes,
we're just listening to something that's not words. We're listening to the rest of the communication.
Yeah, totally true.
I think it is said that that words account for, is it 30%, something like that, or 20 to 30% of communication is words.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, that 70 or 80%, is nonverbal.
Yeah.
And so when we're the more engaged we are, the more of the 100% we can get. It's not just about the listening.
You know, I think I was just thinking about, you know, having gone for interviews in the past, job interviews. Have you ever had that experience where you come out saying, oh, my God, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't do very well. And then they call you and say to you, oh, you were fantastic. You're thinking, what? Hold on a minute, you know. But what they were doing was listening and they were watching. Mm. Watching is listening. And you know, again, I go back to the sound and so forth. They were paying attention, and I think that if we are saying we want to learn, because like I said, this is a skill, and we can all learn it, and we can all upskill.
Yes.
Even if you're a counselor, even if you're a teacher, even if you're, you know, whatever it may well be, in your home, in your workplace, in your university, in your whatever it may well be, as a parent with their child, or a child with their parent, or even sibling to sibling, there is some skills we can learn here about communication.
And I think these are really, really important. I mean, we're still going to talk about other topics regarding communication. I know that certainly this is something we're going to have to pick up on the next show as well.
Yes.
Next week's show, we're going to have to continue on this
because
we're only just beginning to scratch the surface.
Yes.
This is really, as it were, an introduction to this.
Mm.
But one of the key things, and it's interesting that as we've been talking about communication, I've actually observed that you've been doing something.
Okay.
And I've been doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Just now you said okay, and you said mm-hmm.
All right.
And that's the acknowledgement that you're listening.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we're together here in the studio. We're sitting, you know, I can see you, you can see me.
Yeah.
There's eye contact.
Mm.
But much more than the eye contact, there is there are cues that I get that you're listening to me.
Yes.
You're nodding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're smiling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know. And these are the cues that I'm getting back from you that you're present with what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, if I can say this, this is not just, you know, something's wrong. Communication isn't, we're not talking about it from a place of, oh, there's a problem. Or communication, as you said, I'm smiling. I consider myself to be a person who's quite smiley anyway and quite jovial. But if there's a time when I need to be really listening to that person, I can't sit in front of them smiling.
Indeed.
Ooh. I've got to set my face in the right way. I've got to have the right tone. And my body language, as you said, is very important. Also, as you said, repeating back, oh, I think I heard you say this. And you repeat back what the person has said. They may say yes, or they may say, and may want to add to it. So therefore, wait until the person has finished speaking before you respond.
Perfectly timed. Let me say, For those of you listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us here on Being Mindful, where we explore the issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. And we look at some of the core issues we face in our day-to-day lives. Today, we're discussing communication. What are your thoughts on communication? Do you have any questions, comments, your experience on communication? Have you, do you know someone who's having issues with communication and you want to ask a question for yourself or for them? Join the conversation. You can do this via our social media handles, where you, if you reach out to at PHBC London on Twitter, on Instagram, you can send us a message directly here in the studio. Or alternatively, we're taking messages on WhatsApp on 07950 995539. Again, that's 07950 995539. We're going to have another piece of music now. This is a great track by Halvey. And it also features someone who's fairly well-known, or an up-and-coming-ish sort of fairly well-known Christian artist, Antoine Bradford. And this song talks about how Jesus comes and he pays the price. He comes and meets us right where we are. No matter what we're going through, he comes for us. Came for Me by Halvey.
As a man and as a child, I was lost out in the wild, but you came for me. Didn't know I could be free, yeah. But you came for me, yeah. You came for me, you came for me. You came for me. Whoa, whoa, you came for me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see you now. And when everyone let me down, oh God, you stayed with me. And now I'm wrapped inside your love, and I can never thank you enough. So use my heart and use my hand. Oh Lord, I give you everything. As a man and as a child, I was lost out in the wild, but you came for me. Didn't know I could be free, yeah. But you came for me, yeah. You came for me. You came for me. You came for me.
Yes, that was Came For Me by Halvey, featuring Antoine Bradford. Welcome back to the show, Being Mindful, right here on PHBC Radio. Thank you for being with us today. It is always great to have you on the show. Today we're talking about communication, and we have just been looking at or talking about issues around. We got to the point of talking about developing listening as a communication skill, and how we need to be present. We need to be engaged. You know, watch them, listen, be mindful of. Hey, did you see what I did there? Be mindful, not just of what they're saying, but how we are hearing it.
Yes,
what we're doing with the information that's being communicated to us. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's really important in developing good listening skills. Don't just wait to speak.
Yes,
actually hear them. recognize, you know, feedback, your response should give them an indication that you heard them.
Yes.
But more than that, don't judge.
Mm.
Don't judge and respond in the right way. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah.
With communication.
Absolutely. I think sometimes when someone shares something with you, say to them, thank you for sharing that with me.
Mm,
And if they ask you to be confidential, you need to be confidential, unless obviously there's other circumstances that, you know, cause you to think otherwise and act otherwise.
Particularly if someone's in danger.
Absolutely.
Or there's a law, particularly specific law being broken.
Because we're all responsible.
Indeed.
Communication carries responsibility.
Ooh, please say that again.
Communication carries responsibility.
It does. And I think sometimes it's easy to miss that.
Yeah.
The fact that communication does carry responsibility. So earlier on, we were talking about communication, and you talked about how when we are communicating, and we're listening, it is important that we are careful to make the right point.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the subtopics that we were going to talk about is assertiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Assertiveness in communication. How do we assert? Assertiveness alone is a topic.
Yes.
Okay. And we're not going to drill into assertiveness today. We're in some regards we're skimming on skirt. We're going
surfing
on that. Yes, exactly. So assertiveness itself is a topic, but how can we be assertive in communication? What are the ways in which we can demonstrate assertiveness? What is assertiveness? How would you describe it? What would you say assertiveness is?
You know, I think the word assertive over the last few years has taken on such a weight of itself. It almost sounds as if, well, I'm assertive and I'm allowed to be this way because I'm assertive. I'm being assertive. I'm taking the lead. I'm going to be assertive. And that's, go ahead.
No.
That sounds good, but, and you hear my but there. It sounds good, but we're trying to ensure that we develop our communication in a way to bring out the right outcomes, positive outcomes. So you can be assertive without being rude.
Yes.
You can be assertive by making your point. You can be assertive and be heard. You can be assertive and be understood. But let's get an understanding of the word assertive in the right context.
I think you're right, because assertiveness, I think oftentimes society says, this person's putting me down.
Mm.
I must rise above them.
Yes.
I must win. I must be, I'm going there. I'm the head and not the tail.
Well,
I must show you that I am above only and never beneath, you know. And we have this thing that says I must win.
Yes.
What you're saying is making me,
yes,
you know, they're making.
Yes.
Making me
perception
feel like a loser.
Yeah.
So I'm going to win.
Right.
And so that's not assertiveness. That's aggressiveness, you know, or immaturity, whatever it may be. That's competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, assertiveness is a means through which, assertiveness means we're direct.
Yes.
Get to the point. You know, we in assertiveness, we tend to leave out the flowers and the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get to the point and we say it.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we're direct, we're still respectful.
Yes, responsible.
Aha, respectful,
and responsible.
You know, being careful about the other.
Yes, yes.
Considering the other.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So if that's assertiveness, assertive communication then is what?
Speaking in love.
Ooh.
Speaking in love. I think for so long, there's almost a justified way of behaving because whatever that may well be. That needs to change because we're talking about being Christians, we're talking about being a follower of Christ Jesus. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruits, fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about working out our own salvation. This is not I am saved today and saved for the rest of my life. No, there's a working out. And so, you know, we need to go back. This, that, you know, that's about love. We need to go back. Am I speaking to my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my children, my work colleague, the one who I don't like?
The one who's not a Christian.
The one who's not a Christian.
The one who doesn't like Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Because
atheist, come whatever on, it may well be.
The one who categorically says to you, church is a waste of time.
Yes.
Jesus is a myth.
Yes.
Categorically said that.
Yes.
Can you speak to that person
in love? That is it. That's how we're going to
challenge.
Win. That's how I think. That's why I said I think this topic, this subject matter is so important. It's more than, we're just talking about it from a logical, you know, reasoning and so forth. It's got much more depth to it. It's got much more accountability to it because we are responsible for what we hear and what we do. And at the same time, we're supposed to be walking in love. We're supposed to be showing love. Nobody's saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy.
Indeed.
But hence why I'm saying, I have to go away and think about this.
Yes.
What does this mean for me?
Yes. And I think one of the things that about assertive communication as well is honesty.
Yes.
Honesty.
Yes, indeed.
Where what we're saying is honest. And, you know, as I said earlier on, I said it's direct. So you leave out the flowers and the sugar. You leave out, you know, the fancy bits. But we also have to leave out the other bits. So somebody has said something that we do not like. You don't shoot back. What we say is, well, that wasn't a very respectful thing to say.
Yeah.
And then we make our point rather than shooting back. Who do you think you're talking to?
Yes.
How dare you speak to me like that?
Yeah.
I'll knock your block. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Let's calm down, shall we? but you see, just there, that can trigger.
Yes.
We're not going there today. That's a whole other level. But the point is, how do we be assertive?
Yeah.
How, what tools do we need? How do we posture, again, our heart, our mind? What does the Word of God say? The Bible, I've heard it said many times, so I can't say it's my own, you know, definition and so forth, but B-I-B-L-E, you know where I'm going, I can see you smiling. Basic instructions before leaving earth.
Boom. It's the instruction manual.
Boom.
It's the instruction manual for this life that we're in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I mean, oftentimes I've dealt with people who have said, I know I'm not very assertive, or I don't know how to speak assertively. And I ask the person, if it's a man, for example, even a woman, you know, could be, I'll say, have you ever asked anybody to go with you on a date?
Okay.
And so, you need, that's a very basic place where we've used assertiveness.
Yes, true.
You don't, you know, no guy, you know, goes to somebody and says, excuse me, I don't know if, you know, hey, can we just
next.
Ask
I'm so sorry.
Well, okay, fair enough. Maybe I'm coming from my frame of reference. You know, as a man, you know, perhaps as a woman, it's like, yeah, okay, next. Fair enough. Well, let's move to another example. Good. You know.
You know what? Let me add in there. Show care, and empathy.
When you say next, you say it with love. But even something like asking our lecturer a question over the lecturer's given or a teacher has given something, explained something in class in the lecture room, and we want to ask a question about something that we are wholly unsure about. You need a level of assertiveness to be able to say, okay, can I just ask you something? Or to challenge something that we've heard from that lecturer. We need a level of assertiveness to do well at an interview. Earlier on, you talked about an interview situation. You know, you need a level of assertiveness to answer those, because the assertiveness is also, it's a show of confidence, is it not? It's a show of assurance of where we are, who we are, where we're standing, of our position, is it not as well? But as we said, it must be respectful.
Yes, that is key.
And we cannot, must ensure that for us to be effective communicators and assertive communicators, it is absolutely critical that we are delivering our message in a way that is, as I said, that is assertive, but not aggressive.
Oh, yes.
Some people use passive aggressive.
Okay.
You know, tones to deliver their message.
Okay.
So it's that's a, again, that's a show for another, that's a conversation or topic for another show. But it's something that we shouldn't do, because what then happens is we start to trigger, not a response, a reaction. We start to trigger that person's emotions. We start to trigger their feelings. And you know what happens when we get all up in our feelings. The message is lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we think or talk about communication and we're talking about what part do I play? Remember we spoke about sharing, the connection, the relationship, the knotted together. We are actually knotting together through our communication. And I mean it in a respectful, positive way.
Absolutely.
Because if you, me, or somebody... Let me say it this way. If somebody, if I'm driving, okay, and I think I'm a pretty good driver personally. But yeah, anyway.
You know, I haven't seen you drive.
Yeah. But, you know, if somebody happens to swear at me, okay, I can drive off, but I'm going to feel a bit uncomfortable. And the reason why is because their words have had an impact. Whether I know it, whether I acknowledge it, it's had an impact. So therefore... I need to be thinking about, you know, sometimes you've got to pray, if you can say it that way.
Yes,
Lord, remove negative words that were spoken to me today.
Yes.
Or that I spoke. Or actions that I delivered to others that was not right.
Because sometimes, now I love what you just said. Lord, help to remove the negative words that were spoken to me. Or that I spoke.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think it was, well, I've said this publicly before, and some people have said, no, it wasn't, or the internet, depending on where you do your research. But I've said this publicly before, because I think it was Billy Graham that said, at all times, preach the gospel, and when necessary, use words.
Oh, that is lovely.
At all times, preach the gospel, and when necessary, use words.
That is deep.
We're always communicating.
Yes.
And sometimes, as necessary, we use words.
Yes.
So when that we're in that place, we're in that space, we're in that time, we're in that moment where we're saying, Lord, that negativity that came my way today.
Yeah.
Lord, help me to be rid of it.
Yes.
Lord, get rid of it. Lord, take it away from me.
Yes.
Remove this from me.
Yes.
From my mind, from my memory, from my consciousness, Lord.
Yeah.
Remove it from me, Lord.
Yeah.
And also we say, the words that I have spoken, remove them from me, Lord. You know, at church, what was the word? At church on Sunday, the text came from the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1 and verses 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Quite well-known verses. If we say we have no sin, we have lied to ourselves, we have sold and bought our own lie.
Yes.
The truth is not in us.
Yes.
But if we confess, God is faithful, he's just, he'll forgive us, he'll, you know. Now, often we actually say we have no sin. We tell ourselves that the truth is not in us. We say, Lord, those negative words that were spoken to me, hold on. And we say, well, Lord, I thank you that I didn't say any negative words. Hold on, hold on. Everybody needs to just calm down and stop and check. Billy Graham said, at all times preach the gospel and when necessary use words. Just because you didn't use words doesn't mean you didn't speak negativity. And sometimes that's the area that we neglect
yeah.
in our spiritual walk.
Yeah.
Lord, even that which is within me.
Yes. Yes. What's in my heart?
Mm.
What's in my heart?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Scripture says that out of the abundance
of the heart,
the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Even if the mouth doesn't speak, mm-hmm. it doesn't negate
mm-hmm.
the abundance
yes.
of the heart.
Yes. And that's why I really believe that we need to be praying for ourselves. Lord, I repent. Lord, I'm sorry. And also we need to, if we know that we've hurt somebody,
mm.
or mm. if we know somebody has ought, we have ought yes. with them and so forth,
yes.
we need to go back and make peace.
Indeed.
We really
indeed.
Do.
Indeed. Indeed.
We do. It's been great.
Maxine, I don't know if you've seen the time. Where's it gone? Where's it gone? We haven't even talked about other aspects of communication as we planned. We've come to the last few moments of the show, effectively, this is all we've got time for this week. Today, we've been talking about communication, what it is, how we can define it, types of communication.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Our including,
absolutely, our responsibility not just to the other but to self.
Yes.
Not just assessing them but assessing ourselves yeah. and how we're receiving
yeah.
and holding on to.
And how we speak to ourselves is very important as well, by the way. That's for another day, I know.
Yeah, that's we're gonna hey, we've run out of time. We're gonna have to do that next week. But also we've been talking about listening
yes.
as a communication skill
mm.
and how it's one of the most neglected really communication skills. We don't often think about how we're listening
mm-hmm.
and how important that is
mm-hmm.
to communication. But we've also talked about assertive communication yeah. or assertiveness in our communication and mm-hmm. making that distinction between assertive and aggressive. You know, mm-hmm. we're not trying to fight anybody or prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to dominate, overcome, or win
mm-hmm.
in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, we're going to continue the discussion on communication. And for those of you listening, we'd love for you to join us here again as we explore some of these issues and other issues that you may be facing. So if you have any questions about tonight's topic, or if you want more information on it, or perhaps somebody you know could even do with some support or some prayer,
mm-hmm.
reach out to us. Using the same social media handles or via the PHBC radio app or even on the PHBC website. We will seek to help you as best as possible.
And so, yes, you have been listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. My name is Maxine, and tonight's discussion has been facilitated with my colleague and my brother.
Yay, Deji.
Deji.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's always good to have you all listening with us today. As we like to say at the end of each show, thank you for listening and
God bless you.
Remember to be mindful of yourselves.
Yes.
And
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To Religions R Us. Are you here to buy Dr. Shami's new book, Prophecies for Today?
I'd like to buy a Bible.
The